He went to Achruz Rav Kana, that Rav Chelboy Boyish, he told everybody, made an announcement that everybody should know, Rav Chelboy is Chol, the Ran says. It means he's sick. What happened was, Laika the Kasi, nobody came to visit Rav Chelboy. He was still home alone. Is Omalahu. So now Rav Chelboy says, Rav Kana got angry and said like this. Omalahu. Didn't the story once happen that a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, Shechola, got sick? And Lanichnas Suchachom and Lavakri. It happened at that time that one of the Talmidim that was sick, nobody went to be Lavakachol him. Nobody went into him. But Venichnas Rabbi Kiva Lavakri. Rabbi Akiva himself went to be Lavakachol this Talmud. Like we learned before, even a Godol has to go to a cotton. And because the Rabbi Kiva cleaned the floor, Kibdoi was mechaber to put things in place. For Rivtsoi washed the floor. Rivtsa usually means you throw down water, you sprinkle water on the floor. Like it used to be, you raise mud there, dust. So to get the dust down, you would sprinkle water there to keep the dust down. The Kitzer, he made the room looking nice and he cleaned the room for him. And that gives the Chol a lot of nachas ruach. You feel much better, much calm, if the room is clean. So Rabbi Kiva went there and Mamish cleaned the room for him. And Choya, that made the person get well, he lived because of that. Omalei, and the person, this Talmud even said back to Rabbi Kiva, you know, Rebbe, Hechi Yisani, you know, the fact you came to me, you kept me alive. In other words, you gave me this Nachas Ruach, it made me feel good by the fact that you cleaned the room and made it look nice, and that gave me the courage to live. So from this, Yotzer Rabbi Kiva Vidorosh, Rabbi Kiva right away went out of the room and made a drosha, spoke to everybody and said, that Kol mi shein mevake cholim, whoever does not go visit a person that's sick, is kilo shefach domim. It's like you're causing him to die. Now, ki yosi Rav Dimi came, he said like this, Omar, Kol mevake resa chola, gorim lo sheyichla. Whoever is mevake the chola, you cause him to live. For Chol Shein of Mavakar Esachela, somebody does not go to Mavakachela, he should know Gurum Lashiyamas. You're going to cause him to die. Of course, like the Bakiva is saying. In other words, by not going, so you're not helping him, that may cause him to die. So now Gemara explains, my Gurma, what do you mean you're causing him to die? Or you're causing him to live? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Pshat is that, Kol Mavakar Esachela, Mavakish Olav Rachmin. That whoever goes to Mivakachoyla, Mashav Nisgemari here in Asport Analocha, that part of the mitzvah of Bikachoylim is to daven for the person. Not just go to talk and tell him over all your news, but you're supposed to daven for him also. So daven for him right in front of him, that's the best thing to do. But part of the mitzvah is to daven for him. So if you want to tell me, what do you mean you gurm him to live? That you daven for him? V'chol shein Mivakash Esachoyla. Whoever is not Mivakach the Choyla. What does that mean? Ilay mekol mevakas achol mevakas shalav rachmin sheyichlia v'chol shein mevakas achola mevakas shalav rachmin sheyomus. That it means to say that people that don't go be mevakas achola. What does that mean? You don't go. That you go down for the person to die. For the Gemara, why? Who like sheyomus like a baitach? What kind of svar is that? Even though you don't go to be mevakas achola, but who says you're so bad that you can die for the guy to die? You can go down that he should die. So what do you mean that you're causing him to die? Ella means like this. Kol shein mevake chayla, and mevake shalav rachmim, loy sheyichiv, loy sheyomis. Means if you don't go to mevake chayla, you're not doing something good. Because you're not going to daven for him either to live or else to die. But if you do go to mevake chayla, mashav in this gemara, that sometimes or most times you daven for him to live, but there is a case that by going there, you're supposed to daven that he should die. That's what's mashav in this Gemara. That's what the top ran says, for the top ran on the left. Ein mevakash olav rachmim lo sheyichlia lo sheyomis. Nirabei nadochi kama. This is what the Gemara means to say. That pomim sometimes, shetzorach levakash rachmim al achol lo sheyomis. Sometimes if you go to mevakach chola, you're supposed to daven to Hashem that he should die already. Kegoin, shemitztayir achol lo b'chol yom harbei. You have a person that's mamish sick, and there's no hope for him, and the doctor says he's going to die, and he has a lot of tzar right now. There's such an incident to mevakach chola that the daven to Hashem he should die. The Ram brings a raya for this. K'darmina perak hanoisa. The chiv when the chazi yamta the Rebbe. There it says the Rebbe right before he was nifta that day that all the talmidei chachamim were davening to Hashem he should live.
But the maid in the house, when she saw Rebbe, the oil comes dim the base of kisei, the yanach tefillin become its dire. She saw that the last day he was going to the kisei, taking off his tefillin, putting it on. He had a lot of pain with that. Omra, she said, ye rotsen she yechayfu al yoinim as a tachtoinim. Halavai that the al yoinim in Shemayim, they should take Rebbe already. Kolayma delaymas Rebbe. Shemachi koma, so mashma, there is such an Indian like that. If the person is mamash yechayl mesukin, and he's in terrible pain right now, and there's no hope for him, and just the pain's going to last, then there's no Indian to daven, he should live, adarabba. Sometimes there's an Indian, he should daven, he should die. So therefore the Ramah is trying to Gemara like this. Mishemachi koma. When you do visit him, your tefillah helps. Because if you daven that he should live, then your tefillah helps much more. Not only does this tefillah help to keep him alive, there are certain cases the person is better off to be dead than to go through this pain. Even this little bit, you're not helping him, because if you would be there, maybe you would daven for him to die. The Maisa, we don't do this. The Maisa, we come on, never daven for a person to die. The Kopon, there is such an Indian like this. Right. The Rava Yoima Kadmo de Cholish Omar. Rava, the first day he got sick, he said like this. Omar Lahoin Loitigvul Yinish. Don't tell people that I'm sick the first day. That he shouldn't get worse, they shouldn't get a bad mouth like. When people are going to find out about it, it's going to be a bad mouth for me. So the first day, I figured like maybe I'll get up in one day, or go away. So he didn't want his mouth to become bad, he didn't want anybody to know about it. After he was sick already one day, and still the sickness didn't go away, go out and announce in the streets, like this. Whoever's my enemy, hates me, could start laughing. Because you should know I'm sick. Like the pasuk says, like really you're not supposed to laugh. But, whoever loves me, all my people that like me, they should come to daven to me. Because that's what Rava wanted when he got sick. It wasn't so important to him that people should come to mevaka cholim. But the ikar is to daven for the cholim. That's very against one of the ikka part of the mitzvah. An ikka part of the mitzvah, mevaka cholah, is to daven for the cholah. Whether you daven right there in front of him when he's not looking, or right outside the room, but you're supposed to daven when you go to mevaka cholah. Secondly, what you're supposed to do is, like we learned from Rabbi Kiva, the ma'isa was, he went there and he was mechabdoi for ritzoi. He went to clean the room. Not like a mall when you have now people go to mevaka cholah, so the sick person here, this guy's come to visit me, oyvei, he has to get out of bed and make the beds and make the room and clean the whole house for his big shot to come to visit me. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that the person coming into mevaka cholah, you're supposed to help him. You're supposed to go and do his needs that he needs to make the room nicer, or at least help him along, different ways, give him good advice. You're supposed to go there to help him. Not only just to schmutz and give him a good time. That's also part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Adel is to masamech him, give him a good feeling, help him along, just talk to him. That's also a good zach. But part of the mitzvah, there are three parts to the mitzvah then. One part is stop talking, giving him enjoyable time. Secondly is mechabdoi, ritzoi, to clean the house, to do things what he needs. And thirdly is to daven for him. Omar Rav. Whoever goes to mevaka cholah, he'll be saved from Gehenna. Shenamar Apostik says, Ashrei maskil el dal, v'yoyim ro, yamateyu Hashem. Could the person takes care of a dal, that v'yoyim ro, yamateyu Hashem, Hashem will save him from v'yoyim ro, from Gehenna. Now, ein dal el cholah. What does it mean, a dal here, a poor person? It means a cholah, a sick person. Shenamar midal lo yivtzieni. Mashma, that when you're sick, you're also called like a gadal. You're low. So here it says, Ashrei maskil gadal, whoever turns to a cholah, Hashem will save him from Gehenim. Inami min hedik, or else from this pasuk, Madu ata kocho dal ben hamelech, baboike baboike. Like, how come you're sick every day like? You see, it calls lashon of a sick person dal. And then the pasuk says, Hashem will save you, b'yom ro. Now, ain ro el Gehenim. Ro always means Gehenim. Shenema kopur l'Hashem l'manayu. The gam ro shel yom ro. So kids, if you go mevaka cholah, that's a skula to be saved from the or the fire of Gehenim. V'yimbika ma'ischaroi. What's going to be the reward if you go mevaka cholah? So the Gemara might.
Yeah, again, so he said, the Yabdika Maischar, if it does go back to Chayla, what's the reward? For the Gemara Maischar, what's the reward? Could the Yom, we just got finished saying that Nitzel, Medina, Shekhan will be safe from Gehenna. Elo, the question was like this, Maschara Berla Mazer, what reward will he have in this world? He has to be safe from Gehenna, that's in the next world. But what are you going to have in this world? That the Pasuk says with Dashin, and this Pasuk, Hashem Yishmarei, Hashem will watch you. V'yichayei will keep you alive. V'yoshir to become rich. Boris in the land. V'yatitneyo v'nefeshoiv of Hashem won't let you go over to the enemy. What does that mean now? Hashem Yishmarei yom yetzora. Hashem will watch you from the yetzora. V'yichayei yom yisurim. Hashem will keep you alive means you're not going to have pains because of this mitzvah of v'vakacholim. If you go to v'vakacholim with somebody else, you can have all these brachas back. V'yoshir boris. Everybody will give you respect. That you'll be zeichet to have good friends that heal you. And you're not going to have friends that behind your back will stab you, will take away your malchus from you. That's all this inyan we can have from the schus, the mitzvah of vikachol. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Weiner. If kids tell you to build something, and old people tell you, no, break it down, he should know, listen to the older people. It means a chshuv, the sadikim here. Don't listen to the young crap, young kids. What the young kids, Pashim, means they're shayim like, what they tell you to build is really breaking. What Gedolim, what would older people tell you to break down, that's called Binyan. The similar Dovah Rechavam Ben Shleima. That Rechavam Ben Shleima listen to the young people instead of listening to the older people. And because listen to the young people, they took away the malchus from him. There's no good to listen to the young kids, what she means the bad people. Omar Rab Shisha Bray the Ravidi. Loy Lissud Inish Kitsira. A person should not go be Mavakachoyla. Loy listen to me, like, don't go to him. The Midrash Grant says, "Lo yivakir." Don't go to mivakach chayla. Because kolad and vakum b'yisiv siyado. Don't go be mivakach chayla person. Loy betlos the shor kud maisa. Not in the first 3 hours of the day. For loy betlos the shor bas raisa. And not the last 3 hours of the day. Why not? Ki echad lo lisach daitem in rachme. That you may give up hope from davening for him. You may think he's a lost case. What does that mean? Tlos the shor kud maisa. The first 3 hours of the day. Rav chadaita. Usually, even though a person is sick, in the morning he feels better. So if you're going to go be mevakach chayla the first 3 hours of the day, you're going to think he's a phony. The guy looked great. You're not going to daven for him. You don't even think he's sick. But if he would come in the afternoon, then you see really he's sick. So therefore, you shouldn't go to mevakach chayla early in the morning. Because then the guy is going to look too well, and you may not daven for him. So like... and talk of chushay. Mashenk in the last 3 hours of the day, that's when the chayla gets very, very sick. So if you go then, you may think that he's so sick, there's no hope for him, so you may not daven for him, he should get well. So therefore, you're not supposed to go in the first 3 hours, not the last 3 hours, only the middle of the day. The local amice has brought down that there's a hetter now to go anytime you want. And hain b'zman hazeh alavai, you should go. The morning and night, no excuses. But vice this thing, you know, zoy vayit, it's not... Zoivai were not Marrakesh that much. Right. If you have a choice, one to go back to Chayla, then you should go in the middle of the day. If you have a choice, then I'd rather in the middle of the day is better to go. Alright, no, yeah, still, but I call upon him, you won't daven for him, though. Even Pashtun means here the guy is not that sick. Really, you're supposed to daven that he should get well. Because if you visit him so late at night, you're going to think that the guy's mamish, finished already, so you'll give up hope, you won't daven for him. So that's why you shouldn't go late at night, but rather go in the middle of the day, then you'll see that he's sick, and not that bad, that there's still hope for him, and then for sure you go to daven for him. Omar Rav, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Zanes HaChayla. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch himself feeds the Chayla? Shenamah the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodeinu Alerish Davav.
Like HaKadosh Baruch himself is feeding the person a leverage davar by the sick. V'yomar Rovin, Omar Rav, Minayin Shashchina Shruya Lamalim Mitosa Shechela. How do we know that the Shechina, Hashem Shechina is there? When a person is sick, the Shechina is on top of his bed. Shinyamar Apostle says, Hashem Yisadenu Aleverish Davav, the same thing. Hashem is there, His Shechina is there. And Tani Nam Yochum, we learn like this also, that HaNichnas Levakim Es Shechela. If somebody goes into Mavaka Chayla, the Lachar is Lo Yeshiv Lo Yagabi Mita. You're not supposed to sit on the bed. Lo Yagabi Safsal. And not on a Gaba Safsal, not on a stool. Lo Yagabi Kis, not on a chair. Ela Misate V'Yoshiv Agabi Karka. Rather, you're supposed to sit down on the floor. If they Shashchina Shruya Lamala V'Mitasa Shachayla. Now here we're talking about the Chayla himself was also on the floor. So it's like the Shechina was on the floor, so it's not nice that you should be sitting up higher than the Shechina. Now Shechina is man is there that the Chayla is on a bed, he's also high up, so then there'll be nothing wrong to sit down if you go be back a Chayla. Because the Shechina is above you. Who are then you even allowed to sit on the bed? Just not on his head. Not by his head. Because by his head, that's where the Shechina mamish is. It's like not covered. The Shechina is there. You're not supposed to sit like on top of the Shechina. It's not covered to sit there. Or you shouldn't be sitting higher than the Shechina. If the Chayla is lower, so the Shechina is lower, you shouldn't be sitting higher than that. It's not covered. Shinema Hashem is there, while there is Davav. Stiran says, Yeshu agabi mita v'le'agar sasul, ikra man diyom adavku, k'shachol ha'shoich v'agabi kako. Shinim se'mavaka gvoyim imokam Shechina. That's not nice. It comes out you're sitting higher than the Mokam Ashkina. But if you're sitting the same level, like this man is there, Havada, when you go into Baka Chila today, you're allowed to sit down there. So you're not supposed to sit right by his head. Yeviyoma Rovin, Omar Rav, Mitra b'marova. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada Rabba Pras. You know how we know here in Pras that it rains? That the river Pras becomes very full. In other words, the rainwater of Eretz Yisrael comes down to Pras and makes it full up. And therefore, it's pagayat ilchus mikvoyis if you can be table there or not. So, locher is rainwater. You can only be table in rainwater when it's in a mikvah, when it's standing still. But when rainwater is traveling, zeichlin, you can't be table in rainwater. So, therefore, when the rainwater comes into the river and rove water in the river is rainwater, you can't be table in the river anymore. It can only be table in the river when rove of the water is not from the rainwater, but from the water that comes out from underneath from the Makor. And this Gemara says, the plig of the Shmuel, Yagazan Shmuel, a plig of the Shmuel of the Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, the Shmuel is his own sheet there is, that holds a Namaya Metarim Bezoichlin, not before. A plig of the Shmuel, the Yama Shmuel, Nahora Mikipe Mizbarach. Shmuel says, no, a Noah river always gets its nourishment, gets its flow of water from underneath, from the keeper, from the underground. So even if Pras becomes big now, because rainwater comes into it, but you should know, there's more, it's getting bigger more from underneath, from the water coming in, from the time. And that water could be Metar B'Zeichlin. So therefore Shmuel says at all times, you could be Teivel in a Nor, even though there's a lot of rainwater there, and rainwater, you can't be Teivel while it's traveling. But I call upon him, most of the water there is water coming from well water, therefore you could be Teivel. All right, we'll start this again tomorrow night. We'll start from this side. You're holding off Mem Omer Aleph, the bottom Gemara. Again, V'yomarov in Omer Rav, Mitra b'marovo, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada Rabba Pras. That the Edis in Pras means in Bovel, people in Bovel know that it rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael. Even though it didn't rain in Bovel, because the rainwater comes down to the Pras, the river Pras, and it like overflows, it becomes very big. So therefore they know that it rained in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Nagel Halacha? What's Nagel Halacha is that now you can't tovel, you can't go to the mikveh in Pras, because since the rainwater is the majority, so the Halacha is that rainwater can only be metayer when it's kobi v'kaima, when it's staying still, when it's ashburin. But when it's zeichlin, when it's moving, you can't be tovel in rainwater. Rainwater is possible when it's moving. So therefore, when this rainwater comes into the river, it's still moving, so you can't be tovel now in the river. So that's what it means to tell us. The Gemara says, the pliga de Shmuel, really Ravin argues on Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, because Shmuel holds, Nahara Mikipoi Mizbarach, that the Nahara River, even when it gets overflow, like a lot of rainwater comes in, still there's more water coming in from its well, from its underground. Like the Ran says, O pliga de Shmuel, the Yama Shmuel, Nahara Mikipoi Mizbarach. Mikipoi means miseloi, from its stone, or from its ikka, from its well where it started out from. Kloima mimkoroi, from its ikur, its main point. Whom is gadol? That's where it becomes big from. Sha'afal pi shanaroyim shagashamim yordim, even though we see when the rain comes down, that's when the river becomes big, but you should know, ikur ribuya mimkoroi. The main reason why it gets wider and big is because the water from the underground comes up. And who could Armina Perak say the tainus? That's what the Gemara says in tainus. That ain't l'cho ko tefach v'tefach yerin melmalo. There's no tefach of rain that comes down from upstairs. Shein tahoim oilu l'kros etzivchayim. That the tahoim, the underground, gives off two tefachim of water. So therefore that's what Shmuel holds. So according to Shmuel, it would always be mutter to be tevil in the nor. Because even though there's a lot of rainwater there, but there's more water there from the underground, from its well. And the well water, that could be tevil even when it's moving. In other words, a real river, a real ocean, you could be tevil there. Because that water started out from a well, from the ikka, from the ground itself. Water that started out from the ground, it could be tor even bezeichlin when it's traveling. It's only rainwater, you can't be tevil in rainwater when it's moving. Like when it goes on the mountain and comes down, even if there's one big puddle there that has more than aboyim saw, but since the water is coming through, keep on traveling, you can't be tevil there. See, when the rainwater goes into the river, if there's more rainwater there than the river, so it's possible to be tevil. So that's what Ravin said, but Shmuel holds no, it's mutter to be tevil, because the water is mainly because of its ikka, because of its well, the underground. Now the Gemara says, you should know, a pligi de Shmuel ad Shmuel. Now we even have a steer in Shmuel himself. The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel himself says, Ein Hamayim Mitayrim B'Zeichlin. Water is not Tor B'Zeichlin when it's running. In other words, Pashto means the river. When could you be tevil in the river when it's running?